Yerushalmi Sukkah corresponding to Bavli Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Hey on the base of the Mishnah. Hidla le Efa Geffen.
Efa Dalas, Efa Kisum, Zicha Gabon, Hasula. The person stretched up a vine branch or a pumpkin or creeper branch and used it as sach on the sukkah, it's invalid. If there's more valid sach than invalid sach, or if you cut them, then it's valid. The general rule is, something that can contract tumah or does not grow from the ground cannot be used as sach. Something that cannot contract tumah and grows from the ground can be used as sach. The Gemara says, Rabbi Abba B'Shem, Rav B'Hu Shiyid La Oisah, Oisam B'Kach. Rabbi quoting Rav said that when the Mishnah says, that if he cut the vine, it's valid, this is only true when he originally stretched out the vine for the purpose of using a sach. Rabbi Yaakov Acha, quoting Rabbi Zeira, said he must also move the sach up and down after he cuts it. And Rabbi Yosef, Tartihoin, Lukula Hidlai, Oisam Lekach, Avishuvoin Nana, Nana Asapishuva Hidla, Oisam Lekach. Rabbi Yosef says he can do just one of these two things, either stretch it up in order to use it as sach, or move it up and down.
Abba Chinna Barshalmi and Rabbi Yirmiyah quoting Rav said, if he used rungs of a ladder as schach, it's invalid. But the Chorim Kesheru ben Akev with Sula, and the Gemara clarifies male rungs are valid, they can't contract tumors, they have no receptacle, the rungs are simply forced into holes in the side of the ladder. Female rungs are invalid because they contract tumors, they have receptacles into which the protrusions coming out of the side of the ladder are inserted. If you used combed flax as schach, it's invalid. If you use unprocessed flax before the soaking and the crushing, then it's valid. If you used ropes as schach, some teach it's valid, some teach that it's invalid. The opinion that holds that it's valid is referring to ropes of palm fibers, as ropes do not contract tumor. The opinion that holds it's invalid is referring to ropes of flax. Since their form has been changed and they no longer look like they grow in the ground, they're invalid schach. Am Rabbi Yochanan Ksiv, Ba'aspacha Begoncha Mikvecha, Repsolius Shebegoyun Ushebeyekev, at Oisel Lach Schach. Rabbi Yochanan says the Pasuk says in Draw and Pekta Zion in Pasuk Yud Gimel, when you gather from your threshing floor and from your wine cellar, you should make your schach from the refuse of the threshing floor and the wine cellar. Rishimon Lakish Amar Ve'ed Yale Min Ha'aretz, Shimon Lakish says that the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Perek Beis Pasuk Vav, a mist rose up from the ground. Amru Tanchuma, Dinkadate, Rav Tanchuma explains, each one follows his opinion, meaning that Rav Yochanan Amar Ananim Milamala, Hayu De Yalefla Me'aspecha. Rav Yochanan says that the clouds come from above and do not come from the ground, therefore the laws of Schach cannot be learned from the clouds of glory, rather he learns from when you gather. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Ananim, Shimon Lakish says that the clouds come from below, so the laws of Schach can be learned from the clouds. And Rav Avin gives a different explanation and says that each one follows his opinion. Rav Yochanan compares the rains to a person who sends his friend wine in its container, so Hashem sends down rain in the clouds from the heavens. Shimon Lakish to Medamila Kayen Kahin Da'ama Lechavei Shalach Kupascha Vasavlach Chitin. The Shimon Lakish compares it to a person who says to his friend, send me your box and take back my wheat for yourself in the box. The earth sends up the clouds and Hashem fills them with rain.